Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me. We're chatting Paulding County athletics in a jam-packed show this week. Some really nice weather early in the week, some key Green Meadows Conference games happening for the boys on the baseball diamond and for the girls on the softball diamond. And I mentioned last week that the head coach for the red, white, and blue basketball program for Wayne Trace, Jim Linder, he's stepping down after 17 decorated seasons. Also on the girls' side, Bethany Desjardins is stepping down, so we'll have some new faces in Haviland come basketball season for the Wayne Trace Raiders. And, well, Jim Linder, he is our guest today. I'm so excited for this conversation coming up. We're going to talk about his 17-year career at the helm of the Wayne Trace Raiders, all of the work that he put into it, and everything that he got out of it. So on tap today, we have baseball, we have softball, we have a little bit of track and field we'll sprinkle in there, and of course our guest today, the former head coach, and I know that's kind of weird to say, weird for me to say right now, of the Wayne Trace Raiders, Jim Linder. He is coming on next to break down his career at the helm of the red, white, and blue. Whoever you are, and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and I'm joined by our guest today, who's the former head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Still a little bit weird to say, Jim Linder. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it. It's always been a pleasure working with you guys. It is weird. It's a different situation, so something I'm going to have to get used to myself.
Yeah, first and foremost, congratulations, but how does it feel so far?
Well, it's just different. It hasn't really sunk in, but every time I walk through the gym, it kind of gives you a little different feeling, like you may not be in here anymore and doing what you've done for quite a while. So it's just a little different right now, but probably won't sink in until winter time, I'm assuming.
Now, of course, 17 seasons as the head coach of the red, white, and blue, and so many accomplishments that came with. But let's start back at the beginning. You've been a part of this program for a very long time. What were your first feelings when you were able to take over the head coaching position at this job?
Well, I started in 89, teaching and coaching, and I've been with the basketball program, and Coach Welch started that, pretty much at that time. So I've been part of it for every winter since then. And when I started in, I think it was 09, I believe, Al retired in 2008, and we had just went to state. And, I was just becoming a new athletic director at the time as well. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't want to be the head coach. It was a lot on my plate, but he thought that was the right timing for him. Anyway, I took the job, and the first couple of years were rough. I think we went to regionals in there one time in the first 3 years, but had a couple of rough years in there starting out. My goal was just to keep the status quo, to make sure I didn't let Coach Welch down and kept his program up and running. And that was kind of the status quo for a while. And then we had some really good teams come through, and then of course you bump your goals from there, it just kind of evolved. Very fortunate over the years, Coach Welch and myself, to have all the players that we've had come through, and I've been pretty blessed.
Well, speaking of those players, I know it's very rewarding being a coach day in and day out, but you got the opportunity to coach your sons. How special was that?
Oh, very special. My oldest son, Riley, there in 2005, 2006, right in there, came through as a JV player. I got to coach him when I was coaching JV. He was that last team that went with Coach Welch to state there in 2008. So, very special. Saw him grow, coach them when they were young. And of course, Corbin and Ethan came through, and Josiah, and I got to coach them and a couple of them guys at state myself. Very, very fortunate, and kind of came full circle. And it was really interesting to see them grow and then be part of that success that they had all the times with their friends and watching them come up through the system. It was just pretty special.
That's really cool. Now, let's talk life lessons. So much to be learned in the game of basketball, as well as a teacher and an athletic director. What's some advice that you would have for someone looking to get into coaching or getting into being an athletic director?
Wow. Yeah. Well, I did them both at one time, and it was pretty challenging some days, but it was also very rewarding. I mean, two of the most, I was so blessed to see, you know, I loved sports growing up, and that was what I wanted to do, and I got to be around all of them. There's some things in some sports like track I hadn't been around very much, so I've kind of picked up on that as an athletic director and really started to enjoy it, you know, as it went on. It's a little different, you know, in wrestling and things like that that I wasn't used to. So I found a new appreciation for what that those sports go through and those athletes that they do. But then as head coach, you know, I'm obviously had some coaches under me over the years, and my current JV coach is wanting to take over for me. And some other guys have called and asked about the job, younger guys. And it's just like, I kind of feel sorry for them, but yet it's rewarding. It's such a rewarding job. But I know the stress they're going to go through. Anybody that's been a head coach will tell you there's a lot of stress involved. A lot you're responsible for. So, but the highs can't get any higher, and sometimes the lows can't get any lower. But if you just stay in the middle, I guess that's my advice. Just don't get too high on the wins, and don't get too low on the losses. And I think you'll have a long career if you can do that.
Now, I wasn't going to ask about any interest in the job yet, but for you, you obviously had somebody that mentored you along. How much has it meant to you to be able to help mentor somebody else along and keep your fingerprints on this program?
Oh, boy. I mean, Coach Welch and I played for Coach Welch, you know, back in the 80s, mid-80s. And, you know, I got to coach with him. Lehman Saylor was the JV coach at the time. I leaned on Lehman. He was a very good friend of mine. Jim Hurston was a very influential person to me. He was our freshman coach and my junior high coach at the time. Those guys have been so instrumental to me. But Coach Welch and I can't tell you the amount of times that I picked up the phone or he's called me or stopped in and we just chat, you know, we just say, hey, what do you think about the game coming up? Or what are you thinking of me? You know, especially as the tournament, as we were going through our tournament runs, he would call and bounce me, you know, and help me get film. Back in the day when you had to get film and you didn't have huddle,
right?
When you had to chase down some film, and he was very, very helpful to me. And he didn't leave me hanging. He came in and helped me coach the junior high teams when my boys were young. And he knew they were coming up through and they'd be ready for me. So he's been a really good help and a great friend. And, you know, it's just been, I think it's been, good for him to see that program didn't die. And that was one of my main goals, just make sure that we kept it up to snuff because he really built it. Coach Welch really built it. And there's a lot of tradition there. So I want to make sure I maintain that tradition. And I think we did an okay job with that.
Absolutely.
He's satisfied, I hope.
Absolutely. And I'm sure the next guy's just going to take off running with the foundation that you guys have built. Well, hey, Jim, thank you so much for joining me again. Congratulations on an awesome career and best of luck with everything that's coming up for you next.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
A big thanks to our guest today, the former head basketball coach and former athletic director for the Red, White, and Blue, the Wayne Trace Raiders, Jim Linder. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jim. Really do appreciate all of the insight, and thank you for your service to the Wayne Trace School District over, heck, the last 50 years that you've had a hand in the Wayne Trace basketball program. Let's dive a little bit deeper. We talked about it a little bit. His overall record, though, 284-131. As the Wayne Trace head coach. That includes 5 district titles, 3 regional titles, the 1991 state championship, along with 15 GMC titles, including a stretch of 11 crowns in 12 years. After a slight drought to start his head coaching stint, as you heard Coach mention, the 3-time Crescent News Coach of the Year brought the Raiders back to the GMC Mountaintop with 10 league titles or coach championships in the last 13 years of his tenure. In that stretch, Wayne Trace added to the trophy case district titles in 2010, 14, 15, and 23, a regional crown in 15, where the Raiders reached state before falling to Harvest Prep in the state semifinals. Once again, congratulations on a phenomenal career, and thank you so much for everything you've done for us at MySports and MySports.live. Jim Linder, we really appreciate it. Time for a break here on MySports. We're talking baseball when we come back. Plenty of action on the diamond. We have to get to Green Meadows Conference play in full swing, to say the least. This is MySports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back rocking and rolling through another edition of My Sports. We just wrapped up our conversation with Jim Linder, retiring at the end of this year, 17 phenomenal seasons at the helm of the Wayne Trace Raiders, assistant coach before that, player for Wayne Trace, 1985 graduate. If you missed that conversation, of course, all of these episodes are archived after they air on the my1027.org website. A great conversation. Head on over there after this one and check it out, along with all of our great guests this year. And I should mention that the episodes are not just from this year, but all the years that I've been a part of My Sports. Go on and check out all of the awesome names that we've talked to. Really some fun people to get to know in Paulding County. All right, let's get to it. We're going to talk Wayne Trace Raider baseball while we're on the theme of the red, white, and blue. It was a 5-3 win for the Raiders over Delphus St. John's earlier in the week. They were up 3-2 after one, 5 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors for Wayne Trace, 3 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors for Delphus St. John's. The winning pitcher, John Sterrett, he went 4 innings, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, none of those earned, striking out 5 while walking 1. Caden Sin in relief, 2 innings, 1 hit, 2 Ks, and a walk. And then Tanner Lockoff also threw an inning, allowed 2 hits, no runs, no strikeouts, and no walks. At the plate for Wayne Trace, he's been good all year. Brady Rossram, 2 singles and 2 runs scored. Tanner Lockoff, he doubled twice, scored twice. Carter Clemens scored a run. Tyson Gerber drove one in. Jack Schoonauer putting together a great season. 2 singles and 2 driven in. Blake Osborne knocked to his name. John Sterrett helped himself out with a single. Tyler Head also getting the bat on the ball. A single to his name in the 5-3 win for the Wayne Trace Raiders in a non-conference showdown against Delphus St. John's. Let's take a look at the Antwerp Archers. And they get a big win by 1. 7 runs on 8 hits, 4 errors over North Central. 6 runs on 5 hits and 1 error for North Central. And Dylan Hahn, he went a complete 7. 5 hits, 6 runs, only 2 of those earned with 3 Ks and no walks. And at the plate, well, it was a pretty nice day for those Archers. Aiden Leishty, he crossed the plate once. Jackson Jones singled and scored 2 runs. Lucas Sproles, a single, a run, and an RBI. Riley Smith, 3 knocks to his name, 3 singles and 2 driven in. Jason McKay also scored a run. Derek Hines, he doubled, scored, and drove in 2. Luke Parrott, a single and 1 driven in. Hampton Rogge, a single and 1 driven in. Braylon Moreno also crossing the plate once. Let's talk about the Paulding Panthers, and it was Paulding 9, Hilltop 4 in a Green Meadows Conference win for Paulding. 9 runs on 9 hits, efficiency there, 2 errors in that category. For the Cadets, 4 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. Colton Hunt, he goes 2 and a third, allowing 2 hits, 3 runs, only 1 of those earned while striking out 6 and walking 3. Grayson Harder also goes 1 1/3 scoreless, and rounding it out on the bump for the Paulding Panthers was Grady Barton. 3 1/3 innings worked, 3 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 strikeout, and 3 walks. At the plate for the Panthers, Kane Jones, he singled and drove one in. Grayson Harder helped himself out, a double and a run scored. Colton Hunt, he had a knock. Grady Aaron scored 2. Nick Bauman, a single while scoring 2 runs. Ridge Hunt, a single, 2 runs scored. Tyler Goings, a single, a run, and RBI. Zach Barton, he doubled, singled, he scored a run and drove in 3, and then Stroker Etter, also a single and an RBI. More baseball, and it was a pitcher's duel in a Paulding County rivalry. Antwerp and Paulding hitting the diamond this past week, and it was the Archers who nabbed their first Green Meadows Conference win of the season as Derek Hines outdueled Paulding's Grayson Harder in a 1-0 Archer win on Wednesday. Hines, he scattered 3 hits in the shutout victory for the Archers. Again, first win of the year, 1-5 in the GMC. Finished the game with 4 strikeouts while stranding the game-tying run on second base. Braylon Moreno, he led off the 6th inning with a single, took second on a sacrifice bunt, took third, and then home on wild pitches for the lone run of the game. Harder allowed just 2 hits, struck out 10 with no walks in the loss for the Panthers, who dropped to 2-5 in league play. Now, Derek Hines, he picks up the win, 7 complete, no runs, 3 hits, 4 Ks, 1 walk. The losing pitcher, Grayson Harder, tough luck loser. 6 innings, 1 run, it wasn't earned, 2 hits and 10 strikeouts. At the plate for Paulding, Grady Aaron, he had a single and a double. Colton Hunt also with a knock to his name. So it's the Archers who pick up the GMC and Paulding County victory over arch rival Paulding in this one. 1-0 your score. Run on 3 hits, 1 error the line for the Archers. Paulding, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, almost identical. But it's the Archers who eke this one out in the end, 1-0. We're talking more baseball and some non-league action happening a little bit later on in the week. I know we got a little bit of rain, but a lot of teams still able to get some games in, and it was Swanton all over Paulding in non-conference action. 11-0, the 10-run rule in this one. 11 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Swanton. For Paulding, no runs on 2 hits. And it's tough for some of these midweek non-conference games with managing pitching staffs, all the above. Kane Jones went 4 1/3. For the Paulding Panthers, also on the bump, Hayden Elston, he went 2/3 of an inning, but some guys getting some experience, and Grady Arend and Stroke Etter, both with 1 hit to tally Paulding's 2 in this one. Again, a tough one for the Panthers, but again, non-conference action against the Swanton Bulldogs, 11-0, your final. More baseball from earlier in the week. It was Wayne Trace able to get a game in, non-conference game against the Big Green of Ottoville on Thursday. And it took 10 innings, 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Ottoville, for the red, white, and blue of Wayne Trace, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. And Connor Davis, I mean, he was good on the bump for Wayne Trace, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 5 strikeouts, didn't walk one batter. That's huge. Well done, Connor. Tough luck loser scenario there. Brody Rossworm, he went the other 4. Again, this one took 10, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 6 Ks, and a walk at the plate. Ross Wormwell, he's having a great year and helped himself out. A single and an RBI. Tanner Lockoff, a single, and he drove 2 in. Carter Clemens, a double and a run scored. Tyson Gerber, single and 1 driven in. Jack Schoonauer doubled once. Connor Davis, 2-hit day, single, double and a run scored. Trenton Thomas, a single. Caden Sin, a double. And Tyler Head also scoring a run. But a really tough one in non-conference play against Ottoville. 2-run victory for the Big Green in the top of the 10th inning. That's what did it in this one. It was a battle all the way through, but Ottoville coming out on top against Wayne Trace. So that brings us to the scoreboard from last night. Still a lot of teams in action. Let's take a look at it. And we'll start with the Antwerp Archers falling in a really tough one against Delta. 4 runs, 4 hits, 5 errors for Antwerp. 7 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Well, Antwerp made things interesting in the top of the 7th inning, but Delta able to hold them off. The winning pitcher, Brady Moore, went 7 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 9 Ks, 6 walks. Luke Parrott on the bump for Antwerp, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 7 runs, only 1 of those earned, 7 strikeouts and 4 walks. Again, 5 errors for the Archers. Tough day defensively. Michael Rohr scored a run, Aiden Leasty a single and a run scored. Jackson Jones a single run and 1 driven in. Lucas Sproles a single and an RBI. Derek Hines a double and 1 driven in. Hampton Rogge crossed the plate once in a tough 7-4 loss for Antwerp. Also happening last night, it was the Paulding Panthers in action against Continental. Then we'll take a look at the full scoreboard, and it was 14-4, Paulding all over Continental, 14 runs on 15 hits. Let's get straight to the offense. Kane Jones had himself a day, a double, a run, and an RBI. Grady Arend, a single, a triple, and 3 runs scored. Colton Hunt, 2 singles, 2 runs, 2 driven in. Grayson Harder, a single, and an RBI. Tyler Goings, he scored a run. Carter Evans also crossed the plate. Zach Barton, a single with 2 RBI. Stroker Etter, he reached base 3 times, 3 singles, 2 runs scored, and 1 driven in. Grady Barton, 3 singles, 2 runs, and 1 driven in. Jackson Griffith, a single, a run, an RBI. Rich Hunt, a single, a run, and 1 driven in as well. Again, Paulding all over Continental in this one. So let's take a look at the full scoreboard from last night, and it looks like this. Fairview over Ayersville in Green Meadows Conference play. Tenora over OG. Delta over Antwerp, as I mentioned. Swanton over Edgerton. Paulding over Continental, like I said, by 10. And then Lima Central Catholic over Wayne Trace, 5-1. So that's a look at some of your baseball from this past week. Jam-packed week. We'll be waiting for that baseball tournament draw coming up here just in a little bit. But that's a look at your scores in the Green Meadows Conference race. It's a fun one, as always, each and every year. So much talent in the GMC. It's been fun to see how this year has played out. So that's a look at your baseball scores from this past week. We're talking softball coming up next. It's My Sports, and it's time for a break. When we come back, we're chatting all things softball right here on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, We've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Well, we just wrapped up chatting some baseball, and of course, we wrapped up our conversation with Jim Linder of Wayne Trace a little bit earlier. Of course, head on to my1027.org if you missed that conversation live. All of these episodes, they're on there for on-demand access. Check out some great conversations and some great guests that we've had on throughout, just not this year, but every year here on My Sports. So we're chatting some softball. We just wrapped up our baseball talk in Green Meadows Conference play. It is in full swing on the softball diamond and some really competitive and really good games from this past week. We're going to start. It was Elida all over Wayne Trace from earlier in the week. 15 runs on 18 hits for Elida. Yeah, you heard that right. 15 runs, 18 hits for the red, white, and blue of Wayne Trace. 4 runs on 9 hits with 2 errors. Reagan McGarvey in the circle, she went 6 innings. And at the plate for Wayne Trace, Tiana Sin, 2 singles and a run. Ella Crosby singled and drove in 2. Alicia Behenna also had a knock. Ariana Viola, she scored. Allison Noggle, a single. Reagan McGarvey, a single and 1 driven in. Brooke Tinger, a single. Avery Nofsinger, she scored a run. And Mile Reynolds, 2 knocks on the day with 2 singles and a run scored. But just a tough day. I mean, 15 runs on 18 hits. Elida was swinging the bats well. Reagan McGarvey, she's been good all season long, but just ran into a buzzsaw with Elida earlier in the week. All right, more softball. And it was a Paulding County showdown that we talked about on the baseball side of things. Let's talk about the softball version. Why not? Paulding and Antwerp taking on each other on Wednesday. 6 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors for the Paulding Panthers. They edge out the Antwerp Archers and, hey, get a little bit of revenge for the boys. 5 runs on 5 hits for Antwerp, and how about this? Just like the guys' game just flipped, the Archers put up 3 in the last of the 7th inning, but just couldn't push that tying run across. 6 runs, 12 hits for Paulding with 2 errors, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Antwerp Archers. Tia Mendez, spectacular, as she's been all season long for Paulding. 7 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, only 2 of those earned, 4 strikeouts and 5 walks. Ellie Clem, 7 innings, 12 hits, 6 runs, all earned, 4 Ks and a walk for the Antwerp Archers. At the plate, we're going to take you through both sides. Clem, she's playing really well in the field pitching and at the plate. She singled and scored. Kara Peace, a single. Avery Hagenford, she scored once. Allison Sproles also scored. Taylor Hogan's a single and a run scored. Hayden Langotcher, a double with 2 driven in. Clara Roars, a run. And then Raylan Zuber, a single and an RBI for the Paulding Panthers. Brooklyn Bakel putting together another great season. 2 singles, a double, a run with 2 driven in. Caden Schaub, a double, a run with 2 RBI. Mariah Kloffenstein, a single, a triple, and an RBI. Tia Mendez, 2 knocks to her name. Sybil Pumphrey drove 1 in. Samantha Liel, a single. Marley Parrott, a single and a run scored. Olivia Breyer, 2 singles and 2 runs in the 6-5 win for Paulding. We'll get to the standings coming up here just in a little bit, but 6 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors, the line score for the Panthers. For the Archers, 5 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Big-time win for Paulding. I do need to mention that the softball pairings for tournament play, they have been released. We'll talk about those here just in a moment after we get through a little bit more softball. It was a tough one for Wayne Trace against Wauseon on Thursday. 5 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors. Again, that error category, the difference in this one. Wauseon, it took them to the bottom of the last inning, but they pick up the victory in walk-off fashion. 6 runs on 8 hits for Wauseon. Reagan McGarvey in the circle. Went 6 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 5 Ks, walking 5. Tiana Sin at the plate. She had a knock along with Sam Williams' double. Alicia Behenna, she singled in, scored. Allison Noggle, 2 singles and a run. Ella Crosby, she had 2 knocks and a run scored. Reagan McGarvey, 2 doubles, a run, and 2 driven in. Addison LeBounty, 3 singles, a run, and 2 RBI. Let's take a look at the Archers from later in the week, and they just smacked Ottoville to the tune of 13-0. 13 runs, 8 hits, no errors. But the star in the circle, well, 2 stars in the circle for Antwerp, Ellie Clem, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 9 Ks, 2 walks. Madison Schmidt in relief, One inning of work, two strikeouts while walking one batter, 13 runs, 18 hits. Archers all over Ottoville. Clemma had a knock. Zuber scored three runs and had an RBI. Caroline Roars, three singles, three runs, and three driven in. Kara Peace, a single and three driven in. Allison Sproles, she had a knock. Taylor Hogan's a single and an RBI. Claire Roars, a single while scoring three runs. Well, before we get to the Friday night scoreboard, let's take a look at the district/regional draw. Still a lot of teams, they have some action tonight. Again, you're playing when you can on the baseball and softball diamonds, but it will be Paulding at the bottom of the bracket as a 3 seed taking on Spencerville. That game being played on the 14th at 5 p.m., and that game will be played at Paulding. So Paulding will host Spencerville, the 3 seed against the 6 seed. The winner of that gets Fostoria, the 7 seed, or Liberty Benton, the 2 seed. Again, that is in Division 4 action. Division 5, it is Wayne Trace against Montpelier. That is, again, at 5 p.m. And Wayne Trace, well, they're in the bottom half of this bracket as the 7th seed. They take on the 2 seed Montpelier. And then if they win, they get the winner of Patrick Henry, the 3 seed, and Liberty Center, the 4 seed. Again, the Raiders playing on the 13th in that game at Montpelier. And for the Archers, they play on the 14th, and they draw against Miller City. The Archers, the 4 seed in this bracket, so they take on the 3 seed. 5:14, time 4:30 p.m. Antwerp against Miller City at Miller City. Higher seed hosting the first round. The winner of that gets Holgate or Continental, the 7 and the 2. That next game for whoever wins being played on the 21st. So that's a look at the Paulding County teams and the tournament draw, where they land, and best of luck, but we still have regular season action in play, and we need to take a look at the scoreboard from last night. Let's start with some stats and scores from the Wayne Trace Raiders before we look at the entire scoreboard. So for Wayne Trace, they were taking on Lincoln View, and Lincoln View, well, they got them for 10 runs. 10 runs, 14 hits for Lincoln View. No runs on 3 hits, 2 errors for Wayne Trace. A tough one for Reagan McGarvey. 3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned. 4 Ks, no walks, though. Brooke Tanger also in the circle. 1 and 2 thirds, 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, 1 K while striking out 1. The hits for the red, white, and blue coming from Tiana Sin, Ella Crosby, and Addison LeBounty. So there's a look at some of your softball scores from this past week. Real quick, let's take a look at the standings. Your softball standings as of last night, this morning. Well, Ayersville 6-0, 13-4, 5-2, 13-10 is Fairview. Edgerton 4-2, 15-5. Paulding 4-3, 8-9. Hicksville 3-3, 9-12. Tenora 3-3, 9-10. Antwerp 1-6, 8-12. And then Wayne Trace 0-7, 6-19. And there's a look at your softball standings and your scores in the Green Meadows Conference from this past week. It's been a fun year. It really has, just like baseball. And again, we went over all of the tournament draws, so be on the lookout for all of those games and rooting on the Paulding County teams come tournament time. Well, it's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we'll put a lid on this one, of course, with our thank yous like we do each and every week. This is My Sports. My name's Pete Seymour, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports. I thank you so much once again for spending a piece of your Saturday morning with me, chatting some Paulding County athletics. Really fun show today, catching up with Jim Linder of Wayne Trace, a 17-year decorated career as the head coach of the boys basketball program, graduate of Wayne Trace, all-time assist leader still in Wayne Trace history. And if you missed that conversation, well, of course, it's archived on the my1027.org website when this one is over for on-demand access. Great conversation We chatted with Jim Linder. We chatted some baseball. We chatted a little bit of softball. We chatted some track and field. So it's time to cap this one off like we do each and every week, and that is with some thank yous. And they have to start with our sponsors, because without them, I wouldn't be here doing this. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and, of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without your support, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, so I thank you so much week in and week out for allowing me to cover the high school athletes and some awesome coaches. Of course, Bethany DeJarnay also stepping down from the Wayne Trace Raiders girls basketball program. We'll have to catch up with her here coming up in the future, but once again, all of our conversations from every episode, well, they can be heard on demand. So head on over after this one and check out all of the great guests we've had on from Paulding County. All right. Well, that will do it for me today. Hopefully the nice weather continues. We talked baseball. We talked softball. We talked track and field. And hopefully we can talk plenty more here in the upcoming weeks. Whoever you are and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here on My 102.7 Studios. Till then, you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.